Hi, everyone. I am Brandon Sewell. I am the owner of Seal Pro Painting and the host of the Off the Ladder podcast. We exist to help home service business owners learn so that they can lead well and ultimately live life off of the ladder. I'm excited about today's guest. I've got Molly from Jobber. She is the head of community. She leads community at Jobber, working alongside a team dedicated to supporting hardworking home service entrepreneurs just like you through initiatives like Jobber Summit, which we'll talk about today, Jobber Grants, and the Jobber Entrepreneurship Group. The excitement our advocates have for Jobber and our community, you can see it for yourself on Jobber's Instagram, is proof that a shared passion for home service entrepreneurship is a powerful thing to build a community around. Welcome to the podcast, Molly. It's a pleasure to have you.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
Awesome. So before the show, we were just talking a little bit about Jobber and all that you guys are doing there. And a couple of the things that we were chatting about was, you know, for one, the home service businesses, and I would say not just home service businesses, but small business owners. Like one of the biggest things that we have to do to survive and be successful is invest in ourselves. And yes. That's something that you're passionate about. You know, we've talked about that.
Yes, yes. So I have been with Jobber just over 7 years working on community, which has been amazing. And one of the trends that I have noticed is how much excitement and dedication there is from entrepreneurs in home service. And like you said, I think entrepreneurs generally to better themselves, invest in their professional development, but it can be something that it's about you. So you push it to the side and you don't necessarily make time for it. Some people, they've found the way to make time for it, but I know that like even myself included, it's often something that'll like keep going to the bottom of the to-do list. So I do love talking about ways to make it a priority and to hold yourself accountable.
Yeah. And I mean, it's so important. Like you have to be intentional, right? Mm-hmm. It's not something where you can talk about it and then not have a strategic plan for it. And, you know, for myself, I've had to just create like these flows in my life of like times that I dedicate to investing in my personal growth. And I think, you know, the whole purpose of this podcast is to help home service business owners get off the ladder. And a huge part of that is personal development. Right. Like if you're not growing as a leader, if you're not investing in yourself, it's really hard to like take that next step in your entrepreneur journey and, you know, growth as a leader and business owner. And so what are some of those some of that advice that you have, and what kind of things are you doing with yourself and with your team at Jobber to really invest and put those practices into place?
Yeah. It, like you said, it's not going to happen by accident. You're not going to like slip and like read a book or like finish a course or anything like that. One thing that I'm a really big fan of is doing things with your peers or people on your team and almost like either a book club. So maybe you're reading a book together and you meet like 3 times every 1 or 2 weeks and you discuss a chunk of that book. Or if a book feels too daunting, I've had a great time sometimes listening to a podcast that I have vetted. I've enjoyed the podcast. And then I ask a group of people to listen to it with me and we discuss our notes from having listened to the podcast on our own. And something about having a date on your calendar where you're going to have to show up and share notes, that is so simple, but so huge in terms of how I actually finish books or listen to podcasts or get through courses, is having something on the calendar. I don't know if you've ever kind of done sort of a book club type scenario, or if you think it sounds interesting, if you haven't.
No, I mean, I love it. I haven't done a book club, but I've been a part of masterminds where, you know, like we've like, you know, I was in a coaching program. And so it'd be given like, hey, I want you to read this book. And it would be something that like, okay, everybody would like read it. And then we would talk about it. So I've done those type of things. And I will say that as a small business owner, like if you can have a coach or like a mastermind or a group or community that you are consistently interacting with for accountability, it's a game changer.
Yeah, you know what? I'll even say too, we're so fortunate at Jobber. We have coaches on like in our on our teams. We have coaches that we
Yeah.
can all access for our for professional development. Totally agree
Yeah.
with what you said. Accountability to me is one of the biggest benefits I get from meeting with a coach at Jobber. Even obviously I'm learning a lot from them and we're working through specific areas of growth I want to invest in or problems that I'm having, but it is knowing that in 2 weeks I'm going to have to show up to that meeting and have something to report, some progress I've made. It is just wild how helpful that is. The other thing that I would recommend, if you are not ready to necessarily meet with people, although I feel like we made a pretty good case here about how accountability is pretty much like perfect when you involve other people, I listening to audiobooks. I don't know. I like to me, it's such a huge part of how I consume fiction and nonfiction, but I don't want to assume other people are all there with me. You can listen to an audiobook while you're doing chores, walking, whatever, and you can listen to that audiobook on 2x speed and get through some of these books you've been maybe putting off for a really long time. I don't know if you've tried
Yeah,
audiobooks.
100%. I was on my way to a meeting this morning and I did exactly that. I had about a 35-minute drive. I put the audiobook I've been listening to on 2x speed and listened to it on my 35-minute drive. And I've found for myself, as even though I'm not out in the field like doing painting, I'm still out doing sales. I'm driving around doing meetings, going to networking meetings and things like that. And I've found audiobooks is my like number one way for consuming books. You know, I don't necessarily have the time. I have a young family too. So like as soon as I get home, I've got a 3-year-old that's climbing all over me and wanting to play and all that. And that happens until he goes to bed. And you know, I go to bed early because I wake up at 4 a.m. And so it's like my way of getting reading in is audiobooks.
And
Yeah.
it's kind of like maximizing, like to your point, you don't have time, like your all of your time was basically spoken for. So there are kind of moments where you're just doing something sort of mindless, or you can now add something on top. I've also been taking, I don't know why I didn't do this before, but podcasts, I've been increasing the speed a little bit more. Audiobooks are a little different for those of you who are like 2x speed. They speak really slowly. And it's like very clear and enunciated. So that's why it makes sense to go up to 2x speed. Podcasts, a little different. People are speaking like normally. But I
Yeah.
have been pushing myself sometimes to amp up the podcast speed to 1.2, 1.5, because I just want the
Yeah.
knowledge in my head as fast as I can get it. So that's
Yeah,
been
that's
working for
good.
me too. Yeah.
Yeah, those are definitely two of the biggest ways that I, you know, consume material that's going to help me grow is podcasts and audiobooks. And it's so important. Like, I can't tell you how many times I talk to entrepreneurs who will come to me. Like, I have a guy right now and I really want to help him, but he doesn't have like any consistent routine of personal development. It's like you want to achieve all of these things. You're tired of where you're at, but the way to get where you want to go is you have to educate yourself. You have to grow your knowledge. You have to invest in yourself so that you can get to where you want to go. And you can't like just staying where you're at personally is not going to help you to get to that next level. So it's so important for, you know, those who are going to listen to this to really create those rhythms of personal development. So,
Can I ask what your routine is? Do you know the time?
so yeah, for sure. So I get up in the morning and, you know, just, you know, for me personally, my spiritual life is important. So, from 4 to 4:30, I read, and that's, you know, spiritual, and, you know, just growing in that way in my life. And then from, when I drive to the gym, I listen to an audiobook or a podcast. I have a rule in my, for the most part, sometimes I'm a little lenient on this, but my My truck is like a university. So if I'm in my truck, I'm listening to a podcast or an audiobook, no music or entertainment. And so that's like a consistent way for me to consume podcasts and audiobooks. So that's, obviously, I would just say that that's probably the biggest way is like whenever I'm in my truck, I
See, I
don't know
love
that.
that because it's not like you like block a day a week, or it's nothing intimidating. It's like that's a lot. You spend a lot of time in your truck. So all of that time adds up. And I feel like that actually feels so attainable, which is nice for me. It's if I'm getting ready in the morning, if I'm commuting, which I am lucky enough I get to walk, if I'm on a walk, or if I'm doing chores, I'm potentially listening to a podcast or audiobook. So again, things I'm already doing versus carving out. And then obviously you can carve out specific time for courses, or if you really want to just like get a book over with or something like that. But I like how we both kind of integrate it into our day to day. And that's something anyone can do. Like even 20 minutes doing something while listening to an audiobook, you're going to finish that book versus not doing that.
And I think it's making a conscious decision that times where you had maybe consistently feed yourself entertainment, choose to turn those times into self-development. So like, for example, my wife and I, we don't have cable TV because I don't have Netflix, I don't have any like streaming anything like that. I don't watch TV shows. I've never watched like a full season of a TV show. And for me, that's just a personal decision. Like if somebody wants to do that and that's how they enjoy their free time, that's great. But like I love and I enjoy personal development. So instead of having TV, I might consume, educational material on YouTube, like watch something about how to improve my podcast or how to grow my business, how to, better manage my time. It's just, I'd rather be educating myself than sitting down for, an hour and binge watching Netflix. Does that make sense? So I think it's like prioritizing self-development. Does that make sense? Like eliminate the, that's what, like music. I get it. If like music is your thing and you want to listen to music in your vehicle, that's great. But for me, I'd rather take that time and be educating myself.
It's
So.
very, it sounds very intentional. And I'm the same where sometimes I'm doing something and I say, I want to listen to music right now, but it's a choice. I'm like, I've decided not to listen to my audiobook or whatnot versus just kind of like an autopilot, always going to like TV or music or whatever. So just kind of being cognizant of those opportunities to put it into like things you're already doing. Do you have any favorite podcasts or
Oh,
audiobooks?
yes. Yes. Favorite podcast would be The Home Service Expert with Tommy Mello. I've learned a ton from his podcast. Obviously the Masters of Home Service podcast by Jobber. That's a phenomenal one. Craig Rochelle's leadership podcast. He's probably one of the most like influential leaders in the world right now. Greatest speakers and influencers. He's just amazing. So I listen to Craig Rochelle's leadership podcast, the Global Leadership Summit podcast. Trying to think. I actually love Paul Jamieson's The Green Industry podcast. Obviously, I'm not in the green industry. He covers like lawn care, landscaping, and things like that. But I just really enjoy his podcast. He's a great guy and he puts out some great content. Entree Leadership, Dave Ramsey. They have a podcast that I really enjoy. And I think that's pretty much it.
Took some notes.
yeah, those are my top. Few that I listen to. As far as audiobooks, I'm listening to Tommy Mello's book right now called Elevate,
Nice.
which is really good. Has a lot to do with like building a really great culture in your business, and taking care of your employees and things like that. I'd say my favorite one is Extreme Ownership. It was written by Navy SEALs Jocko. Phenomenal book. I think that's probably my favorite leadership book of like all time, just because it's helped me the most in every area of my life and my business. I just find that in every situation, I try to think of that book and like take ownership, because I know there's one thing that I can control, and that's myself. So I can't always control the actions of my employees. I can't always control how my customers are going to respond to me. But one thing that I can control is myself and my actions. And so, like, when things go wrong, I always think, okay, extreme ownership. Like, as much as I'd love to pass blame and say that the reason why my employees aren't the way that I want them to be, and I try to turn it around and say, like, okay, no. Why are they? What am I doing that's causing them to be this way, or this situation to be like this? So, that's one of my favorite books. Yeah, there's a ton. I've got so many audiobooks. It's like crazy,
I
but
know there's a lot of good ones out there.
that was my favorite and my current.
Good.
But what
Good.
about
Thank you
yourself?
for
Do you
sharing.
have any recommendations or? Are you a home service business owner? Do you have a strategic way to get reviews for your business on Google, Facebook, and other platforms? If you don't, then you need to implement Nice Job. Since implementing Nice Job, we have grown our reviews from 10 all the way up to over 60 reviews online in less than a year. If you're interested in using this feature in your business and growing your Google My Business reviews, then click on the link in the show notes and sign up for a free trial of Nice Job. And let me know if you sign up so I can help you to implement it and get a strategy in place with your team to get more reviews so you can start winning on Google and beating out your competition locally.
Yeah, actually, what you said about how Jocko Willink's book has impacted your personal life too. One of my favorite leadership books is called Leadership and Self-Deception. And same feeling where it impacted both how I show up at work and how I show up in my personal life. And it's very much about how it's told in a narrative style, which is interesting. That was the first time I experienced that. So it's sort of like Bob went to work and this is what happened to him, which I've never
Oh, yeah.
experienced in the leadership book, but it ended up being really good. It's about how you have to basically take your ego out of the equation and say, what am I trying to achieve? And therefore, what do I need to do to get there with someone that I'm working with? And it's so wild how often we want to make a point or prove a point or have our ego win in a lot of the situations we find ourselves in. And so we just make things take longer for ourselves. So
Right.
I love how this book kind of teaches you to show up supportive in an authentic way, to get to whatever end goal that you're trying to achieve. On the leadership side, I love that one. I love Multipliers by Liz Wiseman. That one is about how you can set up yourself and the people you work with, whether they report to you formally or not, to give 110% in situations, and how you as the leader or project manager can sometimes diminish people and not let them give 110%. And it can be things as simple as saying, Brandon, you're really good at XYZ. Did you know that? And then now you're like, oh, I thought everyone was good at that. That just comes natural to me. Now I can hone that skill on purpose, like those kinds of really practical day-to-day tips. And then in terms
Right.
of podcasts, I like Adam Grant's Work Life podcast. He's an organizational psychologist, and he just covers a lot of different topics from mentorship to ambiguity to leading teams, all of those kinds of things. And then I like listening to different experts in their fields being interviewed by like armchair expert with Dax Shepard or like the Huberman podcast. When someone
Yeah.
releases a book that I think sounds really good, I like listening to their interviews about their book to kind of
Yeah.
get information, like the quick hits about what they're teaching.
Yeah. I actually just started listening to his podcast, Andrew Huberman. That's
Okay.
another one. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good
I
one. They're
really enjoy
long,
it.
but they're so interesting.
I love long podcasts. Like,
There you go.
I really enjoy podcasts that are like an hour or longer. Yeah. So, I was gonna say there's as you were talking about one of those books, it made me think of a book that has a similar like format to it. It's called How Starbucks Saved My Life. Have you ever heard of that? It's actually a
It
you
sounds
haven't?
like I feel like I've heard of it, but I don't know what it's about. Do you know? Or can you
Yeah,
explain?
so it's I'm trying to remember the details myself. It's this guy who he has like a really successful career. And then he, if I remember correctly, he like loses everything. And then he has to like, in his mind, like humble himself and goes to work for Starbucks. But how, you know, 'cause then he like, if I'm not mistaken, there was like a part in there where it's like talking about, okay, now he's like, you know, he's like cleaning the bathrooms, picking up trash, like, you know, being a cashier. And it was, I guess initially in his mind, like a demotion from like a
Right.
corporate, you know, level career. But just how it changed his life working for Starbucks.
Yeah.
I don't remember all the details. I just know that it was a good book. So I might even have to revisit myself to like kind of go back to get the like overarching theme of it. But one of my favorite things that you brought up too was just ego. Like, I think I see so many times like ego destroying people's potential because, and that's why I love Jocko's book. And, you know, I love like the book that you are mentioning, like, or just the what you're getting from that is like the humility of being able to like let go of, you know, all the reasons why you might think you're right or justified. You know, and all those things actually hold us back from
Yes.
becoming better and getting to like that place where we want to be. And it's not until we're able to like put our guard down that we grow. And I think in our human nature, we're kind of like selfish and we think we're protecting ourselves by like doing some of those things, but it's actually like destroying our potential.
Yeah.
And so it's like taking that place of humility and saying like, hey, like, you know, I maybe don't have this all figured out. I have something to learn and maybe I'm like the source of my own I don't know what I'm trying to say, like not demise, but just, you know, sometimes we're holding ourselves back by our own weird ways of thinking. So.
Yeah, even if whoever you're working with, you both weren't perfect in that situation, do you really need to hear, I wasn't perfect from the other person? Or would you rather just get to that end state of like, oh, look, we accomplished this thing, this is so great, versus having that, yeah, we want to be told we're right. And it can just really slow
Yeah.
things down. And I can't tell you how freeing it was for me to learn, like, be hurt, hear that lesson through that narrative. And recognize so many opportunities for me to just like let stuff go and more so focus on like the next thing that could be great and positive. So,
Yeah.
yeah, we definitely get in our own ways all the time.
Yeah, for sure. I like what you said there about, you know, you're not necessarily trying to like get the other person to see why they're wrong. And, you know, I experienced that recently with one of my employees. They got upset with something I said. They responded in a way that I didn't agree with. Like, they just like went off. And I, instead of trying to like just jump on them for why they were wrong, I apologize. I said, you know, I'm sorry. I was wrong. Like, and then I gave them a few days and I got like a long text. I'm so sorry. I was so
Wow.
wrong. I was completely, in the wrong in this situation, and that was completely on me. And I think when you take and you lead with humility and you lead with like taking, even if you in your like in my, I mean in my mind, I was saying like he's so wrong for how he's responding right now. But I decided to say, I'm wrong. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I made you feel that way.
Yeah.
And then in turn, I think he was probably like, man, why is he sorry? Because I think people realize like deep down inside, they're like, their initial reaction is to like protect themselves, even if they know that
Yes.
they did something wrong. And then they're like justifying it. But then if they have that time to reflect, then they'll eventually say, hey, you know what? I realize I was wrong. In the moment, emotion got the best of me and I was defending and protecting myself. But because, and I said this in another episode with somebody else, is like as leaders, we determine the temperature of those conversations and where they go. So like if I would have gone to his level and started to like defend myself and why he was wrong, it's not going to get anywhere.
Yeah.
But
Like a contest.
but taking that lower road, it obviously turned out better. But anyway, yeah, self-development is important because you learn these lessons, right?
Exactly.
You learn
And when you
these
think about the
things.
people that we look up to, it's kind of what you're describing. It's the people where you're like, I always feel better after working with them, or I always come out feeling like I know what I'm doing. And they probably didn't have an experience where they're like, here's where you like screwed up and I want you to know it, or like I want to hear it from you, you know? Like you somehow taught them the lesson they needed to learn, but they felt good about it in the end. And like those are the people that I know in my experience I think of as great leaders. And I'm reflecting now too, where I'm like, yeah, humility ends up being this really powerful way to lead people. Yeah.
Yeah, I've noticed for myself, like leaders who've tried to lead me in like a very like strong arm, like
Yeah.
heavy way, it's not effective for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I have so much more respect for leaders who are humble in their approach to leading me. And I've found that like I grow the most and I think I learn the most when I have the opportunity to kind of like figure out my mistakes on my own. Does that make sense? Are you a home service business owner that is trying to get off the ladder and work on your business instead of in it? Well, you need a robust CRM that is going to help your business to be more efficient and streamlined so that you can get your time back to focus on things that are going to help your business grow. Now, Jobber is going to help you to manage your client requests, your quotes, your jobs, and your invoicing. You can do everything all in one place and manage everything from start to finish. And not to mention Jobber payments. You don't have to chase around checks, try to go and collect cash, or wait for checks to come in the mail anymore. You can just get paid right on the spot with Jobber payments. If you're interested in implementing Jobber into your business, click on the show notes below and sign up for a free trial of Jobber. That's not it. Reach out to me. I want to help make sure that you maximize everything that Jobber has to offer so that you can get your business growing right away. Thank you so much. And let's get back to the Off the Ladder podcast.
It does. And actually, this reminds me, another way of describing that book that I mentioned, Multipliers by Liz Wiseman, is it's about learning the concepts behind coaching. And Jobber very much has a coaching philosophy when it comes to leadership. And to your point of learning on your own, it's not here's what you're going to do, I'm going to tell you step by step. It's what do you think you should be doing in this situation? Or why did you choose that? Why are you making that decision? And having people talk through it themselves is so powerful for them to learn not only how to like be guided to make the right decisions, but how to feel confident. If they have the opportunity to say, well, I think we should do this and here's why. And, you might be like, oh, well, maybe you should tweak it a little bit. But if you get to say, that's a great idea, your logic was so strong as to why you made that decision, that person feels so confident. Like that's a great experience for them. So that's another thing I really like about that Multipliers book is just that concept of coaching and not always telling people what to do is so powerful to grow other leaders who can make decisions on their own, so you're not watching over them all the time.
Yeah. And, so I just like to kind of recap and say for those who are listening to this, like, this is why investing in yourself is so important because truly being a small business entrepreneur, home service business owner, it's challenging. You have employees that you're trying to lead and manage, you have customers and projects that you're trying to handle in a way that's ethical, moral, full of integrity, honesty, and do it well and with excellence. And you have to equip yourself to do those things. And so by investing in yourself through personal development, reading books, listening to audiobooks, podcasts, going to help to equip you and prepare you for those situations. If you're struggling with employees and leading and managing, well, start reading about it. Start listening to audiobooks, podcasts about it. If you're, you could take any topic that you're struggling with, start investing in yourself, and it's going to help you tremendously. Right.
100%, couldn't agree more.
Yeah. So super important. I'm interested. Are there any other ways that like you, personally, or like the team at Jobber is like investing in yourself? Do you have any ideas for, maybe someone is listening to this and they have a team. What are some of the things that Jobber does? You mentioned like the book club thing. You mentioned that Jobber offers coaching to their employees. What other things does Jobber do to help, like create community around personal growth and development?
We have a book allowance, just kind of speaking to how we can have those book clubs. So very much important to Jobber that if we want to read or listen to a book or whatnot, we have access to that. We also have some access to different platforms that offer courses. So it kind of is just more so this ongoing discussion that professional development is part of being an employee at Jobber. So whether you're accessing books or courses or coaching, we have professional development plans. So it's very much part of the how often is it coming up? We have one-on-ones with our managers at different intervals, every 1 week, every 2 weeks. So there's going to be an element of professional development sometimes in those conversations. We have quarterly reviews as employees. So it's just creating these moments in time where you will for sure be reflecting on how you've grown or how you want to grow, I think is probably the biggest thing. It's just part of the culture at Jobber is that development is always an ongoing discussion. We also do have an annual internal conference that we attend as a team, and the themes of the speakers are going to be like very specific to challenges or growth or opportunities that we're facing as a company. So that is called Choose Your Impact, Grow Your Impact. Choose Your Impact is another course we do internally, but Grow Your Impact, Choose Your, no, it's called Choose Your Impact. And yeah, it's annual and it's a really great time to just pause and as an entire team be working on professional development together. So just to sum that all up again, I just think it is very much that it's a very highly valued way that we're meant to develop in our roles at Jobber. It's kind of a responsibility being an employee here.
Yeah, that's so good. I love that. When I hire on my guys, I actually have a piece in their employee contract that says like part of working here is personal development. So I'm always, I really want the employees that I have for their lives to get better because they're a part of SEAL Pro Painting. It's like you're not just here to paint each day. Like, I hope that because you came and you worked here, you got better as a person. Like,
Yeah.
you became a better husband, a better father, a better, resident of our community that is giving back and contributing. I hope that you become a better friend. You become better with your personal finances. Like, all of those things I want my guys to get better at as they work here. And I lead by example, right? So us that have our small businesses, we should be exemplifying that for our employees. And so like I talk to my guys about like what my routine is. They think I'm crazy, but they're like, they'll make jokes. Like, I'll show up to a job and they're like, Brandon's already been up, been to the gym, you read a book. Like, and I'm like, I'm glad that they're hearing it and they know
Yes.
my dedication to myself and everything that, that I touch. So I think for those that are listening to this, there's a lot of value in your own personal development, but there's a lot of great things that can happen when you create that culture for your employees as well. And it's going to make a huge impact on, the culture of your business when you do that.
Yeah, I can. Oh, do you mind if I add
Go,
something
no,
actually there?
yeah, absolutely.
Our co-founders, Sam and Forrest, they, to your point of how the person at the top can influence so much the culture of the company and how we all work, they are absolutely the same. Where the values of Jobber, I've worked at places where there are values and you never know what they are, but at Jobber, like, our values. They're to be supportive, be humble, and to give a shit. Those are our three values. Everybody knows them. And we will say things like that feels supportive, or that doesn't totally feel in line with our values. Like, those are very regular conversations we have. And it very much, to your point, is them exemplifying that at the top. Our purpose as a company is to help small businesses be successful. And we make decisions based on that purpose and based on our values. And it makes us more confident to make certain decisions because we know that Sam and Forrest would back them, or they'd make those similar kinds of decisions themselves. So I would totally, more so as the employee experiencing that, I would echo what you say, Brandon, that as the company owner, like, you have no idea of the impact that you can have to make a comp like to change your employees' lives and to make working every day so much bigger than just getting the tasks done.
Yeah, for sure. And I think I think that's what makes an organization great is leading with your mission and your values. And I think when your employees understand the mission and the values, they understand who you are and why you do it, it translates to the work and how they do it, right? So we have an excellent reputation, in our community, in our industry. Like if you read our reviews, people just rave about my employees and about, working with our company. And what I tell my guys, like if we have a meeting here with a team, I always will, we have our in the room behind me, I have our mission on the wall and our values, and I'll always refer to it and say, we one of the at the end of our mission statement, it says we do all of this because people matter. And so the thing that I always drive home for them is like, we don't do a good job just for the sake of like doing a job. It's like
Yeah.
that homeowner, their lives, their home, excuse me, they matter, right? And that's why we do what we do. People matter. So I think it's just important that if you're a home service business owner, be clear about who you are. And make sure that your employees understand and know who you are and why you do it as well. Let's go ahead and transition into another topic that I wanted to touch on is, as home service business owners, we can get very lonely in this journey. And that's why community is so important. So can you speak to, even maybe from a standpoint at Jobber, like, being the head of community. How does that play into like what you guys do? And how important is that in, you know, you guys serving the home service business owners that you do?
Yeah, so the biggest, one of the biggest themes that I've heard in my like over 7 years working with this really awesome home service community is how lonely entrepreneurship can be. And that definitely goes beyond home service. That's just small, just entrepreneurship in general at any size can be lonely because you're out there taking a risk and putting so much of yourself into what you do. And we have definitely seen people find success and be able to maybe jump past certain roadblocks by finding community in whatever way works for them. So one big thing that I'll point out is we home service is split into lots of different vertical industries like painting, lawn care, plumbing, cleaning, all of those kinds of things. And it might not be evident right off the top that you have something in common with other home service businesses, but that has been a really interesting, eye-opening part of my journey working on community at Jobber is even you mentioning that you like Paul Jamieson's podcast is so great to hear in terms of this topic. There are so many challenges and successes that home service vertical industries have in common because the work you're doing is so unique and so unlike other small businesses, like so unlike retail, so unlike restaurants. It's going to someone's home or place of business to do very important work to make where they live or work comfortable and safe. And that on the road aspect of your work, not people coming to you, is so unique, but you share so many different challenges then with lots of other industries. So we'll find that people will almost be so surprised and excited that they're learning from like a lawn care business, or that they had something in common with a cleaning business because they're having employee issues and they're getting like really great advice from someone who's been there, done that. So I would encourage people to find Facebook groups or local networking groups or mastermind groups and don't feel like you have to limit yourself to just your industry. Maybe just find a more general home service group. Like our Jobber Entrepreneurship group has people from all kinds of industries, and I know you're in there, Brandon, and sometimes the advice can be so good and you're not necessarily expecting it. Yeah.
And to your point, like that advice comes from so many different industries. I've gotten incredible advice from people who are in electrical, plumbing, landscaping, lawn care, because there's such a similarity between all of them. And that's actually, I mean, Jobber serves each of us, I'm sure, in a unique way for each one, but it can be used so universally in the home service industry because many of our businesses are very similar in how we operate. So there are some nuances that make us
Course,
different,
yeah.
but for the most part, there's a lot of similarities. I mean, one of my favorite podcasts, Tommy Mello's podcast, he has a garage door company,
Yes,
right? So
amazing.
like I'm in painting, he has garage doors, but I learn so much from Tommy Mello. Paul Jamieson, he's in the green industry, but I still learn a lot from Paul. So, and you know, so definitely getting into these different, whether, like you said, community groups is huge. For me, I also found a lot of community within masterminds. So I was a part. I do recommend any home service business owner to have a coach, be a part of a coaching program that has community. So maybe they have a private, members only Facebook group or chat. You know, like with the coaching program I was a part of, there was a group me chat. You know, so like I could go in and I could communicate with everybody in my mastermind on a daily basis if I had questions, struggles, if I needed accountability, whatever it was, that was a resource for me to not feel alone. There's a lot of that out there, and I would definitely recommend people utilizing it. And then like networking locally is another huge thing. So, this morning, like I saw a guy that I don't know, I didn't know him personally. I knew of him, but a guy I went to high school with, I noticed through social media that he has a moving company. And I was like, I need to connect with this guy. So I reached out to him through Facebook. I was like, hey, we don't really know one another, but I noticed you own a moving company. Let's get together. And so we met up, we had coffee this morning. And even while talking, we were like helping one another. Notice we have like similar challenges we're facing. Our businesses are in similar places. And he was like, man, I'd love to just like connect with you each week. Would you be willing to do that? And I was like, absolutely. Like, because I know it can be lonely as an entrepreneur, like to just be put in these situations where you're like, I don't know what to do. And there's not a ton of people that can relate to like, I have a deadline for this job and I have payroll on Friday and I need to get this job done so that I can make payroll. Or, you know, just all those kind of things. Or, you know, I have this job that needs to get done and I have a deadline and the employee that was supposed to do it didn't show up. You know, it's like just sometimes those situations can feel like make you feel defeated and alone. So I think it's important to have people that you can like talk to and reflect on those things with.
Yeah, I think too, if anyone out there is like nervous, even people you follow on social who don't live in your area, like I am always astounded by the kindness and time people will make for like a Zoom chat or a coffee or anything. And you could think of them as like the biggest deal. And if they have time, they will meet with you. It is like people are very generous. So don't be shy about sending a DM or an email or whatnot, because no one is gonna think anything of it. And very oftentimes they will say, yeah, let's chat. So kind of just
I'm
building
waiting.
that muscle.
I'm still waiting for Gary V. So Gary V, if you hear this, I sent you a DM. I'm waiting for a response. I'm
See,
being serious.
I have like a motto that I like to say sometimes, which is entrepreneurs ask. Like you're more close to getting a chat with Gary Vee than someone who hasn't asked. So love that.
No, but I mean, I'm just being silly, but I like Adam Sylvester. He took time out of his day. I think we talked on the phone for like almost 2 hours
Oh, that's
yesterday.
awesome.
And
Oh, wow.
he was sharing a lot of value with me. And like I had a question I posted in the Jobber Entrepreneurship
Oh,
group.
nice.
Adam responded and said, hey, I think I can help with this. Give me a call.
Oh, that's rad.
And so I called him up yesterday and we ended up talking for almost 2 hours and it was super valuable. So, and there's been countless, you know, Jobber Entrepreneurship group led to me having a great conversation with Janine Chambers. She's been a huge value add to my business and she was on the podcast. She'll have an episode coming out here shortly where we talk extensively about Jobber.
Oh, nice.
yeah, it's like the whole episode is basically about Jobber. But yeah, so you know, one of the things that we talked about before the show, and I said this, one of the reasons why I love Jobber so much is not just that Jobber met the need of needing a CRM and a software to run my business. That was great. That helped me tremendously, helped me get organized, and helped me to run my business more efficiently. But what I love the most about Jobber is not necessarily that it met my need for like the software, but it's been the community. I mean, when I feel like I said this before, is like I feel like I joined a family. And I mean, it's like huge props to Sam, and I think you said Forrest, and just the leadership and the team and all of you at Jobber, because you're doing a tremendous job to serve home service business owners. And I know that my life has been just tremendously like enhanced by being a part of the Jobber community. And I found that through, like, I was a grant recipient in 2021. That was life-changing for me. You know, I've been involved heavily in Jobber Entrepreneurship Facebook group. I've been a part of you know, Jobber Summit. You know, you have Jobber Academy. I became a brand ambassador, which has been awesome.
Yeah.
I love that. But yeah, so Jobber just has so much to give to home service business owners. Can you talk a little bit about like what is that? What are those conversations look like, you know, behind the scene on like what's driving your leadership? Like, who are those, you know, like the thinkers and the implementers and the dreamers, the visionaries of like creating that for the home services?
Yeah, I am excited to talk about this, and I love everything you said. The Jobber family, you have no idea how much it means internally to our company of like over 600 people to hear those kinds of words. Like, it touches us so much and gives us so much purpose. It, like I said, it starts at the top. Our purpose is to help people in small business be successful, and the question essentially is, what is it that they need? And we know first and foremost, we are making a software that we know is changing people's lives and giving them their lives back and helping them grow great businesses and making things smooth for them and their team and their customers. But there's a 360 degree person that's running that business. And we know that in order to run a great business, well, you need professional development. And that's where something like Jobber Summit comes into play, where, hey, we're ready to put on the best conference that home service deserves, frankly. And then there was a lot of discussions because we're talking with home service business owners and our customers all the time, whether that's on social, on calls, research calls, just our support team chatting with people. We have a whole voice of customer process where we are trying to understand what are the business owners telling us. So through some research calls, it became evident that, hey, there's all this funding for maybe like retail restaurant, but tech, it's really hard for home service businesses to get grant funding. So essentially someone on my team dreamt up this idea and brought it to our leadership and said, hey, I've had enough calls here where I see that there's space for Jobber to offer grant funding to our community. And our leadership was so excited to hear that idea and then greenlit it. So it is very much about talking to people and hearing, oh, I'm lonely. Great. We're going to make a Facebook group then where you can talk to each other. Like,
Yeah, that's huge.
what does a person need to run a really great business? It's not just software, although that is a major cornerstone of what we do, and we're very, very proud of our software, and we want to just continue to grow that and make it the best software it can be. We really look at like a person's life, and where we
Yeah.
try to and fill in gaps that we see.
Yeah, that's it's so powerful because, you know, I'm a part of, well, not a part of, because it's not like this with other softwares that I use. I am a user of other software for my business. You know, like we use Basecamp for like internal communication and managing some of the projects and things like that. And never any other service have I had like the team from that company reach out to me individually and say, hey, how can we make this better for you? And I can't tell you how many times I've jumped on calls with Jobber, taken surveys from Jobber, and really have felt like my voice is being heard when the things that I say get implemented. There's been features that I've been like, hey, I really wish, you know, Jobber did this. And then next thing you know, it might take some time because I realize like software is not like a super simple thing. It's complex. But down the road, some of those things that I've really wanted to see have been implemented. And so I love that Jobber is constantly like you're interacting with your users and hearing what they have to say. And then taking that feedback and actually doing something about it. Because I don't think everybody does that. I think that shows like humility too on Jobber's side of like, hey, we're willing to like serve you, not just like be all about like what we think is important. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. I can speak. I've worked at Jobber since we were 65 people, and we are
Oh, wow.
like over like 600 now, well over that. And that has been a through line, that care for hearing what our customers are thinking, and has been there the entire time, all through that growth. And I think that hearing you say, like, I'm part of the Jobber family, another thing we love to hear is, I feel like I'm partnered with Jobber. Like, that feeling of partnership is something that's what we want, versus just like
Yeah.
I pay for Jobber. Like, I'm a user of Jobber, like you were saying. Like,
Yeah.
we hearing those kinds of words spoken, like, really make our day and tell us that we're on the right track.
Yeah, that's huge. I can definitely say that I've always had this like feeling since I've been, a part of Jobber is if I didn't have my own business, I would probably find a way to work for Jobber. I'd be like, do I fit in here anywhere? Like, can I get a job? So there's two companies that I feel that way about. And one is Ramsey Solutions. I just really like Dave Ramsey. I like what they're doing, and I really feel like they're trying to make a difference in people's lives financially. And they really kind of like they have two parts. Like, it's like personal finance. And then they have like another aspect of Ramsey Solutions, which is like helping small businesses. But I just love that organization. I love Jobber. And so like if I wasn't a business owner myself, I would be trying to find out if I could get hired somehow.
Oh, that's great. Well,
So
we have had former business owners work at Jobber in the past, so you never know. Not that,
yes.
like, it has happened, and I don't know
Yeah.
that is your
Who
path.
knows? Yeah, who knows? Maybe we'll see.
For
But
sure.
anyway, let's go ahead with kind of bring things to close by talking about a huge opportunity for home service business owners that are going to help them in these areas that we're talking about: personal development, building community, not feeling alone, really being a part of something. What is coming up for home service business owners at Jobber that they can really look forward to?
On March 6th, we are going to have our fourth annual Jobber Summit. So it's a totally free online conference built specifically for home service businesses. I am so excited. I can't believe it's been 4 years. There are going to be dozens of speakers speaking to three different tracks, depending on where you're at in your business, what your priorities are. So there's our organized track. So maybe you're just getting to the point of learning the basics of how to standardize your operations and build processes. There's our grow track. So maybe you're wanting to discover how to scale your business by increasing revenue, expanding your team, attracting new customers. And then there's our optimized track, which is really getting into mastering the business and maximizing efficiency. So do you have the right tools? How can you continue to build on your automation? How can you continue to streamline your operations? The thing that I love the most about how the team builds Jobber Summit every year is they are so picky and cutthroat about what speakers that they bring into the event. And we know we're doing it right because people come back year after year. Like, that is, like, in the events world, like, a really good signal that you are building an event worth someone's time who doesn't really have any extra time. I asked the team, tell me, can I quantify how much time you're spending with these speakers? They estimate that they'll be spending like 60 hours with the speakers. That's like vetting them, prepping their speaking, like their sessions, actually filming the sessions. Like, it's a very intensive process to make sure that the advice is actionable and useful. Because I don't know about you, but there's nothing worse than sitting through a talk and being like, thank you for the really obvious 101 stuff. Like,
Yeah,
now how do I implement it? So that is something I'm really proud of that the team does, is really like get into actionable advice. And then we have our two keynotes, which I'm excited about. So the keynote that will open the event is James Clear, the author of the wildly best-selling book Atomic Habits that I'm sure we've
Wow.
all either read or we want to
Yeah, it's
read.
phenomenal.
Yeah, so good. Definitely has that theme we were kind of talking about too, about how, like, incremental, like, improvements are
Yeah.
important. It doesn't have to be all or nothing. But anyways, he will be speaking about building atomic habits, and then we're gonna pepper him with questions that are specific to, okay, in a home service business scenario, how can we implement these strategies? Which, that's another thing I
Yeah.
love about Jobber Summit, is just that opportunity to ask all of these, like, really smart, accomplished people, questions very specific to home service because it is such a unique business that you're working in. And then we're going to close the day with Kevin O'Connor, the host of This Old House, which is a very favorite
Nice.
program of mine. And he'll be talking to our CEO, Sam Piller, about the future of home service. So what's next in terms of equipment, employment, AI, tech, what's coming up in 2024 and beyond that he's seeing. So I think that's going to be a really interesting discussion. So that's again March 6th. And very conveniently, I find people have really liked this. This will be the second or third year we're doing this. We have two time slots. So you can come in the morning for our AM session. And then we also run an evening session as well. So you can register for free. It's a really, really great event. There's networking. I think we had like over 300 people take part in and honestly like stay after the event had ended.
I
and you
was in
maybe
one of those
been.
last year.
Okay, yeah. That's
Yeah,
like
last
so
year
great.
I ended up in this like chat room, networking chat room for a very long time.
There you go.
I want to say it was probably like a couple hours with after the event had ended with like I don't know, it was probably like five or six people who just we just kept talking and like helping one another, and one thing would lead to the next, and somebody would have a question and somebody would answer it,
Oh my
and
God,
it
that's the
was really
best.
cool.
Yeah, that's so cool. The chat at this event too, I think you'll agree, is like really good. Like this isn't like you can tell other like even though it's all virtual, you can tell other people are there. Like people are in the chat constantly during the sessions, which is really nice. So yeah, you can learn more at jobber.com/summit. So anyone listening, I hope you visit and register. You have nothing, it's free. So you only have something to gain, honestly. It's really good.
I mean, it's free. It's virtual. You can join from anywhere. Your smartphone,
Yep.
your computer, iPad, whatever tablet that you have. I actually, the first year, this is no exaggeration, I was fishing on a paddleboard on the Indian River while listening to Jobber Summit.
God, I
It
love
was the
that.
year that Gary Vee was there.
Oh yeah. That was our first
I
year.
think, yeah,
Yeah,
it was
you were
the
there from
first
the
year. So,
beginning. Yeah.
yeah, so the first year I was literally paddleboarding and fishing and listening to Jobber Summit on my phone.
Oh, I love that. Yeah.
So,
And
you
I have
literally
screenshots of
anywhere.
people, yeah, tuning in from their trucks. Like so yeah. But that story wins though. Yeah.
yeah, so it's a phenomenal event. I can say that I've been involved in it since the beginning. I always get incredible value from it. The you know just to note, this event is not like don't think that because it's free that it's not valuable. Like there are world class speakers that are going to be in this event. I mean, James Clear, phenomenal. One year there was Jocko, and you know he was great. I know that Daymond John, the shark, was one of the speakers. 1 year and Gary Vee. So these are like world-class leaders, entrepreneurs, very successful, and they are going to be there to speak to you. I know even the year that Damon John was there, he actually answered one of my questions, which was
Yeah, that's
super cool.
right. Yeah, I remember that.
So I was like, yeah, this is so cool. Yeah, so don't think that because it's a free event that it's not incredibly valuable. I love that you guys make it free and accessible to everybody. I know that I have gotten so much from it. And one thing that I will say too is last year, because of Jobber Summit, I switched one of my softwares from BirdEye to NiceJob.
Oh,
So
nice.
NiceJob had like a breakout session. And I switched to NiceJob because of that one change. My reviews, so I have two locations. I have one in Orlando, Florida, and then one in Titusville, Florida. Titusville, Florida has been here. We're going on our fourth year, or we this is our we just passed our fourth year in this location. But last year we had been in business for 3 years and only had 10 reviews. I switched to NiceJob right after Summit in March of last year, or yeah, March of last year, because we're now in 2024. March of last year, and In 8 months, I went from 10 reviews to over 50 reviews,
Amazing.
switching to Nice Job.
Yeah,
So,
that's
Nice
great.
Job integration with Jobber, phenomenal, just amazing. So, our goal this year in 2024 is to take over the number one spot for our industry and like our local area. So, like, if you Google painters in Titusville, Florida, there's one company that has 130 reviews, but they've been in business for like almost 20 years. We've only been here for four, and we have almost 60 reviews now, 5-star reviews. So my goal by the end of this year, using the Jobber Nice Job integration, is to get to take that spot. So
Nice. Well, I'm sure you're going to, because you're very
let's do
close.
it. Yeah,
Yeah. So
I'm.
yeah, those kinds of we put a lot of work into figuring out what topics are really hot for people at the moment. So whether that's reviews, training your first employee, like a financial checklist, like powering your automations. Honestly, that one was actually a really interesting one. We were speaking with the people leading that session. We went in with one idea of what we thought we were going to talk about, and then they basically advised us and said, no, we actually think people actually need to hear about what can be automated. Like, let's take a step back, you know? So just really getting a lot of advice from the speakers themselves, who they're either experts in home service because they own or have owned home service businesses, or they're experts in finance or marketing or whatnot. So couldn't, like, I agree. Like, I am happy that we get to make the event accessible too, but that the expectation of quality is still very high.
Oh yeah, for sure. It's incredible. I really enjoyed the home edit last year too.
Good, yeah.
Yeah, they were really I loved like what they shared about getting into basically affluent areas, affluent customers. And
Yes.
they had done it by providing service in exchange for a basically like a shout out on social media from an
Yeah.
influencer. So we're actually going to be doing that this year. We're going to be painting. There's an influencer in our area. We're
Oh,
going to be
that's so
painting their,
cool.
yeah, we're going to paint their the exterior of his house for free. In exchange for a shout out on socials. And not only that, he owns a production company, so he's going to create like a little commercial for us as well in exchange. So
Oh,
yeah,
that's such a
pretty
good
cool.
idea. I have heard so much positive results from people working with influencers, and they don't always have to be the biggest influencer either. Like someone with a
Yeah.
1,000 followers, but people trust that person, like you will get business from that person. So that is so cool. I'm
Yeah.
excited. You'll have to keep me posted on how that goes. That's
Yeah,
exciting.
definitely. I'll definitely let you know. We're coming to the end of our time here. It's been a pleasure having you on the podcast, Molly. For those of you who are listening, I'll also post a link to sign up for Jobber Summit in the show notes. So definitely check that out. Go ahead and go. It's free to register. And go ahead and get your spot. So we'll wrap this up. Thank you so much for tuning into the Off the Ladder podcast. If you like this podcast, if you enjoyed the show, please rate and review the podcast on Apple, Spotify, wherever you listen to this. If you're watching it on YouTube, please like, subscribe, turn on that notification, and we will see you next time on the next episode of the Off the Ladder podcast.